Dad joke time on the show. There's a new veggie out there that eliminates the need to brush your teeth. It's called bristle sprouts.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Michael Slade was a neo-Nazi skinhead who read the works of Adolf Hitler. In his place of employment, Michael was paid to be irritable. In fact, the more irritable he got, the better his results. Michael, you see, was a bill collector. Over the phone, he intimidated people, then relied on alcohol and drugs to take the edge off. Most weekends, he moved in with a 38-year-old divorcee and her two small children. A neighbor invited Michael to a Saturday night meeting where I was speaking, and for some reason, he came along. Afterwards, Michael wandered over to the book table, fingering a cigarette pack and thumbing through one of my books. When he bought it, I wrote in the front of the book, knowing nothing of his story, to Michael, Philippians 1, 9, and 10. You may remember the verses, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you have a Bible, I asked? Yeah, but I don't read it. When you get home tonight, read these verses. I will, he said. Then he was gone. I prayed for Michael, knowing I'd never see him again. But on Wednesday, the phone rang. Bill collectors can track you down anywhere. And I was glad he did. I read your book through without stopping, he said. I laughed. I cried. I had to talk to you. After finishing my book, Michael found his Bible beneath a bottle of Jack Daniels and somehow located Philippians. He couldn't stop reading. He couldn't sleep. I heard my name called out loud, he said, twice. I woke my roommate, but it wasn't him. I've made a mess of things. If I come to God, will he make me comfortable? No, I laughed. I tried to recite C.S. Lewis's words and got some of them right. If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity. Christianity does not begin in comfort. It begins in dismay. Comfort is the one thing you cannot get by looking for it. If you look for truth, you may find comfort in the end. If you look for comfort, you will not get either comfort or truth, only wishful thinking, and in the end, despair. Michael was silent. I told him of the difficult stuff we'd been through, how God didn't take our problems away. He sent his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to help us carry them. I told him about Jesus' death on the cross, the end of a life which could not be described as comfortable, about the Bible's account of his resurrection, about the peace it had brought us. Again, Michael was silent. Before we hung up, I showed him how to find the Gospel of John. Read it right through, I said, and ask yourself, who is Jesus? I fell asleep praying for Michael. I knew I wouldn't hear back. My words had faltered. What I'd said was anything but popular. People don't get excited about repentance. But once again, I underestimated the power of the truth. Michael called again Sunday night. We talked about life and work and girlfriends and Jesus. Then I listened as he prayed the most remarkable prayer, and by grace through faith, Michael began his walk with God. You know, when I wrote my first book, I told God that it would all be worth it if just one person experienced a radical life change as a result. He answered my prayer that Sunday night. He delights in doing that, in me, in you, through all who realize that this world and everything in it will one day pass away. But two things last forever, God's word and people. I believe the richest life you can ever live will be invested in these.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."